This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3268 for Wednesday the 10th of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, Video Game Review, Ark Survival Evolved. It is hosted by Enigma, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Enigma reviews Ark Survival Evolved.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Welcome to another episode of HBR. I am your host, Enigma, and today we're going to be doing a quick video game review of a game I've been playing for several years now, but it's still a very valuable game with a pretty robust community. It's called Ark Survival Evolved, and this game is from Wildcard Studios, and it was released in 2017. Actually, there was a beta that was a little further back, so I've been playing since, I think, the 2016 timeframe. And it's for, well, it was released originally for the PC, but it also has ports for both the Xbox and the PS4. You can also play it on the newer consoles, the Xbox X and the PS5. It uses the Unreal Engine 4, and it's also included on the Xbox One with Game Pass, and that's how I'm playing it currently. So this game is an open-world survival game. Players can tame, ride, dinosaurs and other creatures. There are 176 different creatures that inhabit the Ark. So there's a lot of variety on what you can do on the Ark, and it's pretty open-ended in that there's no real story that drives you. There's some objectives, quest objectives, things like that, but you're pretty much left to your server or your own choices as to what you do. Some players like to build a lot. I'm more of a Pokemon catcher, got to catch them all thing. And I have a vast array of different dinos that are used for different things. And the dinos have special abilities. So some are gatherers, some are meant for combat, and some are meant for just like harvesting resources and such like that. Also, there's some non-tameable creatures like boss creatures and things like that. So if you get toward the end game objectives, you'll get into the non-tameable creatures that are meant there to give you items and or experience. And it's an experience-based game, so you basically start at level 1, and there's 105 levels in the current game. I believe it expands out to 115 if you do the Ascension-based end game, which is available on the island map. Players can wield weapons, craft armor, and structures. You basically start as a, with caveman type weapons, stone weapons, and you can move into more advanced weapons, metal, and then ultimately a tech tier, which is futuristic weapons, and that's basically killing the bosses and doing the boss fights. You unlock that. There's also two types of gameplay, PvE or player versus environment, and PvP. There's a whole large community of PvP players, and that's a different type of game. I've primarily been playing PvE or player versus environment, where I'm doing objectives in world and trying to get to that tech tier ultimate end goal. There's also unofficial and official servers. The official servers are hosted by Wildcard, and they are base stats, meaning there's no modifiers. They sometimes have world events where they'll change the modifiers, like it'll be 2x taming, where it's twice as fast to tame a certain thing, or 5x harvesting, or so on and so forth. So they'll do events like that, but it's pretty grindy on official servers. Most of the players that I know that still play on the unofficial maps or servers, and you can basically rent servers from various hosting. All the Xbox hosting is through Nitrito, and I have actually two servers that you can cluster servers. So basically, you could have multiple maps, and players can jump between the different maps. There's five or six maps available that you can use, and they just have basically different looks and feels and different objectives and things like that. So you can try them out. Right now I'm running two servers in a cluster. One's running the Ragnarok map, which has three basically mini bosses, and then your boss fights for your tech tier. And then I'm running a newer map called Crystal Isles that gives you newer dinos. You actually can tame some dragons or wyverns, and I have a player base that likes to do that. So there's some folks that are on that server, but I'm primarily on the Ragnarok map, moving through to that tech tier objectives. So also the ability when you're talking about the unofficial servers is changing those modifiers, so you make the game a little more useful for the casual player. It is super difficult to be a casual player on an official server, either PvE or PvP, and get anywhere. So my server stats for my cluster are basically modified to where it's 12 times as fast to tame something, 8 times to basically hatch a baby dino, and 8 times for that dino to grow up, and then 6 times harvesting. So for every pick of your axe or basically swing of your hatchet, you get 6 times the resources that you would normal on an official server, which comes in handy when you're trying to build something massive, or you're a casual player like me that maybe gets on 3, 4 times a week, or less, and plays like an hour a night or something like that. I'm not a 40-hour-a-week game player, so I have my stats accordingly. So I give this overview, and I invite anybody that's interested to and has a Game Pass or wants to purchase the game to come out to IRC, freenode.net, hashtag Hacker Exchange. If you're interested in playing, I'll give you the info for my personal server, so you can try it out, give it a whirl. I'm also going to be doing more of these game reviews, maybe on some older games, maybe some newer ones. I've got a couple of new ones that I'm playing as well. Again, I'm a very casual gamer, so those might come out infrequently. But this also is a chance for me to say there is a call for shows for HBR, so we are low on shows for this January in 2021. So if you're interested in recording anything, whether that be technical related or something that's interest to hackers, feel free to submit a show, and you can be an HBR correspondent. And if you want to come talk to some folks, hashtag OgCastPlanet on Freenode is another good place to go, or hashtag Hacker Exchange. I'll be there as well. And this is a short episode, but have a great day, guys, and I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hekka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.